flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've been spending a lot of time talking about the kids. And we want to make sure our children are healthy and well and strong. We talked last hour to Dr. Eileen about the importance of oral health. I did not even know there was a such thing as Oral Health Awareness Month. But the Smile at Schools program that Delta Dental is doing is shining a light on the disparities in oral health and making sure we don't just talk about it. They're doing something about it. They're going in schools. They're passing out toothbrushes and toothpaste and talking about the importance of fluoride when we're all drinking bottled water and we're not getting any. And you want to know, why do we talk about keeping our kids safe? That's the future. We buckle them into our car seats and booster seats practically until they are driving themselves, as short as my kids are. We put helmets on them when they're on bicycles and snowboards. We have the pediatrician and the poison control center on speed dial. Because my children always like to put stuff in their mouth that's not supposed to be there. Broccoli? No. Buckles and belts and balls? Yes. But for some kids, something that is silent is dangerous. And it can last a lifetime. What am I talking about? Paint on the walls in your house. I'm talking about lead paint. Now listen, I know what y'all are saying. Shaletta, lead paint has been banned since 1978. Ain't nobody got lead paint in their houses anymore. Oh, honey, something like 75% of Minnesota homes built before then still have lead-based paint. And that can poison our kids. So when I found out that there was some help available, if you live in one of those houses that has lead paint, I said, we got to talk about this. So joining me right now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline is Amy Waller. She is a public health nurse for Hennepin County. Thank you so much, Amy, for being on the Shaletta Show.
Hi, Shaletta. Thanks so much for having me on.
Now, we got to talk about this because we always hear about the dangers of little kids and lead poisoning. Why are children at higher risk? How does this lead get into their systems?
Well, children under the age of 6 are the most at risk because their brains and bodies are still so little and developing so quickly. And little children are often playing on the floor and, like you mentioned, putting a lot of things in their mouths. And that can cause them to be exposed to low levels of lead dust over time if there is lead paint in the home.
And so, I have people right now saying, but it's since the 70s, nobody should still have lead paint in their house. But there is this lead paint in a lot of houses right here in Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I do think it's easy to forget that in houses that were built before that time, 1978, most of the time the lead paint is still there underneath paint that's been painted over. So whenever that paint becomes deteriorated, it's chipping, it's peeling, or if somebody decides to do some work on the house, maybe paint scraping or sanding paint, or even, you know, tearing out walls, that can really stir up the lead that's underneath there. And most of the time it's still there in those old houses.
Now, what's the danger to kids who actually get lead poisoning?
It's a neurotoxin. It can damage the brain. Mm-hmm. It can damage other organs in the body. This can cause all kinds of problems for kids that usually don't show up till later. That could be anything from hearing or vision problems, behavior, attention, learning difficulties. It can manifest a lot of different ways, which makes it tricky because you don't always see signs or symptoms at the time that a child is being poisoned.
Mm. And by then, it's too late. It's in the system.
Yeah, it is something that we frequently don't aren't aware of until, unfortunately, it's too late.
Okay, you got to tell me this. I see why it's important to find out if it's happening to protect children from any more exposure. But how is the lead paint detected? Because you go into this house and you're like, oh, I got me a vintage house. It's been refurbished and we've done all this stuff and the paint is in there, and you get in the house in 2024 and you're thinking everything good. But what I'm hearing you say to me is that they may have taken the new paint and painted over the lead paint.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to remove all the lead paint from a house. So if you live in an older house, it's important to be mindful of the condition of the paint. Lead paint has a really signature way of peeling when it's deteriorated. It looks kind of like alligator scales, like little rectangles. If you see that, it's almost always lead paint. Not all peeling paint is lead paint, obviously, but if you see that, usually you can see that even underneath where they painted over. That's a really good way to know that there's lead paint. You can't always see it, and the only way to actually know it's there is to have it tested with a special machine called an XRF, which can test through all the layers of the paint. And that's something that you can have done if you live in an old house.
Okay, now this makes me want to go home and scrape off all the paint from all the walls of my house just in case. But would that be a bad idea? What about people who are rehabbing old houses and knocking down walls?
Yeah, Shaletta, it's not a good idea to go just start scraping paint if you don't know if it's lead paint or not. If you have work that needs to be done, it would be a good idea to get your house tested first, or just to be safe, if you live in a house built before 1979, to take precautions. There are lead-safe work companies that you can hire, so you can look on the Minnesota Department of Health website for more information on how to hire a company who uses lead-safe work practices. Or if you plan to do the work yourself, there are classes you can take about lead-safe work practices, or at the very least, I would look on the internet for precautions that you can take in great detail. But you do not want to start scraping or sanding paint, because that just releases all the lead into the environment and makes it a much higher risk for everyone to be exposed.
Now, Nurse Amy, you are available to help families, and you've been doing this for a long time. Do folks need to say no thanks and push you away? I just, you know, it's so funny that we need to make sure that we have an environmentally safe home for our kids. That's what we're spending all of our time. You know, we spend time in schools. We spend time, you know, at our friends' houses. We spend time at church. We spend time at the library. But the majority of our time is in the house. And we want to make sure that it is safe.
Yeah. So there is a program in Hennepin County called Healthy Homes, where you can request to have someone come to your home to look for lead paint. If you have old windows, especially, that would be something worth looking into. They do offer grant money to homeowners and renters to get those things fixed up. And it is free to just have someone come to your home. Unfortunately, I normally work with people after they've been lead poisoned, but if you have concerns about your child with anything with their development, or that they might be, you know, eating things that aren't food and wondering if it might be exposing them to lead, you can always reach out through the Hennepin County website for a referral to a nurse or talk to your doctor.
Well, Nurse Amy, I cannot thank you enough Amy Waller, Hennepin County Public Health Nurse, for letting us know lead is still a problem, still harming children in the Twin Cities, and giving us the health piece of this puzzle. Maybe this conversation makes some of you who are listening worry that there's lead paint in your home, or maybe in your mama's house or your grandmama's house. If you live in Hennepin County, there is an opportunity to get free lead assessment done by a trained and vetted professional. Hennepin also offers eligible homeowners, what Ms. Amy is talking about, up to $15,000 in grants. Grants, not loans or forgivable loans, to have lead paint removed by professional specialized contractors. The county will even pay for you to stay in a hotel while the work is being done. Now, listen, I know y'all are listening because y'all are texting me. I know y'all are listening because I see three or four notices going up in my DMs. It's easy to find out more information, and y'all know me, I'm all about access and information. Hennepin.us/lead control. Hennepin.us/lead control. That is a website you want to go to find out more about the funding that is available to not only test to see if you have lead paint in your home, but also to remove it.